All right, let's start. Okay. So, what do you remember about the day in March when CSUSB announced their response to go virtual due to the pandemic?
I remember not being too surprised. It was definitely kind of a shock. I mean, that's nothing, it's definitely something new for all of us, like as students and as a community. But it kind of seems like the way the rest of the world was starting to go, everyone else, when you look internationally, was starting to go digital, and a lot of other places were going under quarantine. And so it did seem like our response kind of as a nation was kind of lagged, but I didn't get that same feeling from CSUSB's response at all. Like I felt like we were responding to everything kind of at the same time that the rest of the US was.
Okay. How are you staying connected to the campus community?
Definitely virtual. I mean, I don't even think you're really allowed on campus right now, but there's been plenty of lectures and things like that that they've been doing online. I don't get the impression that very many people are going to these lectures, but I've gone to a few of them, and it's definitely not the same as being in person. But again, like I really do get the feeling that the campus is trying to keep us all connected in some kind of form.
Okay. Can you elaborate on like how the campus is trying to stay keep us connected, like like through events or something?
Yeah, like for example, the history club. Like the history club's been having speakers kind of relevant to the social climate. So the history club has been having events for like race and policing, things like that. That's been really interesting because I think, along with the pandemic, that's something that a lot of us have been struggling with a little bit to adapt to comprehend, and things like that.
Okay. Were you active in the history club before the pandemic hit? Like on campus?
I actually wasn't. I would go to a couple lectures here and there, like kind of for extra credit. But that's actually a good point that I hadn't thought about, is that I'm definitely a lot more active in campus events than I actually was beforehand.
Yeah. So you feel like these campus events now online is like your only way to kind of feel connected to the campus or?
Well, and it being a largely commuter campus, it's just I was trying to go to class and then go home. Like, I just really wasn't looking for another reason to stay around campus necessarily. But having it so accessible, like having all these events, where I can be sitting on my couch and I can access them that way, it does prompt me a little bit more. It just takes a little bit less effort on my part, I guess.
So you would say that before the pandemic, you were just going to school and then just going to class and then just leaving afterwards?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are you still in touch with friends or colleagues you made on campus?
Yes, it's definitely different, and it does feel a little more distant. Because before, I have always been pretty in touch with my professors, but before you could just, you could stay after class or you could walk to them to their office. And it felt like you were making a little bit more of a relationship out of that. Whereas, like, scheduling a meeting and going into Zoom room, for some reason, it just feels a little bit more formal to me than it did beforehand.
Okay.
But everyone's been very accessible. Like I've talked to several professors that I'm in classes with now and those that I'm also not enrolled in classes with, and everyone's been very, very helpful. But there is just that different climate with it being so separated, like physically separated.
So, would you say that professors and like other students are a little more open to communication now during online learning, or like were they about the same as they were with during when we were still on campus?
That's a good question. It's different. I wouldn't say it's the same, because before, if I'm in lecture, for example, I'm looking straight ahead at the board, at the professor, and usually I don't interact all that much with the other students in my class. But with Zoom, kind of how it's set up with like that gallery mode where you're looking at everybody else all the time, it's weird because I am now a lot more aware of the other people that are in my class than I think I would have been normally. As far as communication goes outside of the class, I think it's mostly the same amount. I don't find people like more, like especially more eager, but I think it is a lot easier for people to meet up because it's just a Zoom session. It's not having to figure out a way to get to campus, because that just takes so much more out of your schedule. Mm-hmm. So maybe in that way, anyway, it does make communication and connecting with people a little bit easier.
Okay. Was the campus community like important to you before this whole COVID situation happened?
Honestly, not really. Like I wasn't really active with anything on campus. So it is kind of funny, actually. I didn't even consider that, to think that I'm more involved with the campus now that I'm away from campus than I actually was physically on campus.
I guess you would say it was like more of an ease of access with, you know, Zoom meetings, how you explained before. It's just easier to jump into a Zoom call than it is to arrange a meeting on campus with various individuals with different schedules.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't have to reorganize your life around it, right? Which would normally kind of dissuade me from going to events and being a part of groups, because I am so busy just outside of school. But I mean, having to just set aside like 30 minutes to go to an event, to hop on a Zoom call, is so much easier than trying to figure out, you know, the hour that it adds to commute time and then everything else along the way that you would encounter.
Okay. What role has technology played during the pandemic, and have you had to acquire any new skills to effectively use unfamiliar technologies?
Technology's obviously been the basis of our online virtual transition. There's no way without technology that we could have made the transition that we did, and the ability that gives us to like still be in school and to still learn to some extent, although I do feel like it's different, is really cool. And I do think it uses a lot of applications that people are already familiar with, like Google Docs, Google Slides. I wasn't familiar with Zoom, but the university did provide a lot of resources for people when Zoom was just starting. There were a lot of classes on Zoom. There were a lot of like information panels, things like that. So I think that helped our transition a lot. But for the most part, I don't think I particularly struggled with the transition online, but I did take a lot of online classes before shutdown, whereas I feel like students who didn't have that experience beforehand, I think they may have struggled a little bit more.
Okay. Well, would you say online classes before shutdown are similar to the online classes we have right now during shutdown?
Pretty identical, honestly. A lot of professors, I'm taking a lot of professors who I took online classes with before, and they've preserved their format pretty much identically. Like, I think there's professors now teaching online who normally would have preferred not to. And I think that shows sometimes, just in that I don't think they were able to transition into it as readily, but it's pretty similar.
Okay. What does your new workplace looks like? What's your new workplace look like, you know, your classroom setting now?
That has changed a lot, honestly. Even before shutdown, I was always working pretty much on campus. I would usually work in the library during like gap periods to get my work done. And now all of my work's at home, versus before none of it was. And so that has been a little bit difficult for me. I live in a house with a lot of people. And so I don't really have like a desk space. My room has just kind of had to do. I've just had to make do with it. So I just have like a lot of papers taped up all over the place and things like that. I'm glad it's temporary. because it's not the same. It's definitely not as easy to concentrate. I don't feel like my things are as organized as they would be otherwise. Mm-hmm. But it works, I guess.
What has it been like learning, teaching, or working virtually?
It's, again, like a lot of the answers in this interview, it's different. It's very different. With online classes, even beforehand, I always noticed that I didn't feel like I learned as much, like I got the same experience, or that I bonded as much like with my professors. I didn't feel like I was making that same connection beforehand, and now all of my classes are like that. Mm-hmm. And so I do feel like the option is there if I didn't want to learn about something necessarily, that I could take that route, right? If I just wanted to have like a Google tab open or something, like while I was doing an exam, I could do that now, hypothetically. Like I don't necessarily have to put as much work in. Obviously, like this is my major, these are the things that I care about and I love. And so I do put that time in, but I don't feel like I would have to. And I don't think it would affect my performance in the same way that it does when you're physically in a classroom.
Okay. How have you handled the stress we've all been experiencing from the events that have happened over the past few months, the past year?
It was hard, honestly, trying to adjust to that. I think a lot about people with like mental illness and things like that. Like there's a lot of people in my family who have mental illness, and a lot of the ways that they cope day to day with stresses or feeling overwhelmed is they connect with friends. They go out and they do things. They go out and be active. And there was a long time there during the summer where we couldn't do that. The trails were closed. The beaches were closed. You weren't really allowed to mingle with people. And I definitely saw a sharp decline in not only like my family who struggles with mental illness in their mental health, but I saw that a lot in myself. I saw that a lot in my friends. And I think there is kind of an underlying beauty to it, because for the first time, I think in a really long time, we were all experiencing something similar, right? Like we were all going through such a hard time together. And so it was kind of this opportunity as a community for us to all come together, grieve together, extend this mutual understanding to everyone. But I don't know if I really felt that happening. I felt very distanced from like my community, from my friend group, from my campus. And that was very, very difficult. I mean, everybody, it seems, picked up like hobbies and things like that to cope with it. But it only does so much. I'm very glad that there are some things that we can do now to kind of get out of our bubble. Like some of the trails have opened up, and things like that. Even though it's a lot different how we experience them, I think I really needed that to kind of preserve my sanity, you know?
Mm-hmm. So like, would you say that how you experienced the stress kind of changed you for the better, or would you just say it's more of a just a change of perspective?
I think both. I think it has changed me for the better because it changed my perspective on things. I work in retail, and it's a notoriously stressful job. Mm-hmm. But beforehand, what I would have used when I was dealing with like a very difficult person is I would just say, it's not you, it's whatever day they're having. But now I kind of assume that everyone's always having a bad day, right? Because, I mean, I'm stressed out all the time. There's just kind of an underlying current of stressed out that I think everybody's experiencing right now. And because of that, I've seen in my work a very different attitude from the people I interact with, for better and worse. But it has made it a lot easier for me to kind of forgive people when they're not the most understanding, because like I said before, I know what they're going through.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how you feel given the uncertainty of the times, like the political climate, or mm-hmm. you know, the social disruption as of late.
Mm-hmm. It's very disheartening in some ways. In other ways, it does give me some hope, because you can see that people are kind of reaching this breaking point, right? Where I think for the first time in a long time, change is actually going to happen. And that does make me very hopeful, but it's also just really distressing, a lot of things. And I was doing a really good job at the beginning of quarantine, keeping up with the news and the politics and everything that was happening. But it kind of reached a point where I couldn't anymore. Like, it was just so distressing that I had to put some distance between myself and I guess the rest of the world a little bit. And even now, usually I do a very good job of keeping up with the news and politics and the current events, but I just can't right now. Like, I have absolutely no desire to turn on the TV. I'm not listening to like any of my podcasts. I'm not reading the news, because I'm so stressed out with, you know, how school has changed and how drastically my work has changed and how interacting with my family and my friends has changed. Like, I can't really handle mentally anything else, you know?
So like, how would you think it would be if we did have in-person classes and the same amount of stress was still happening during this time? Like,
it would be nice hypothetically to have that feeling of normalcy, to kind of go back into old habits. But I think it would be, I mean, not only do I think that would be reckless, but I think it would just be my brain kind of ignoring the reality of the circumstances, right? Because I would want to treat it like a space where like, oh, COVID isn't happening, right? Like, where you can just kind of forget about it for a little bit. But it's something that I take very seriously. And I don't think that is worth the risk. I don't think my like temporary comfort is worth like the physical risk that it would impose. Because how I see it is it's like, there's been all these comparisons to like the Spanish flu pandemic. And that lasted 2 years, right? So if we think hypothetically, maybe this will last 2 years. I think my temporary discomfort, even if it is for a period of 2 years, is worth like the potential risks that that could cause somebody and their family hypothetically for the rest of their life. Like there's a lot about COVID that we don't know right now. It's very uncertain. We don't know how it's going to affect people in the long term. But we do know that it's very dangerous to a large population of people. And so I just don't think it's worth risking that so much unknown with my comfort, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you recall about the political climate during this time? And how do you think did the political climate added a new layer to your experience during COVID? Like how did the stress caused from the political climate, you know, affect your experience to COVID also?
Well, I do kind of wonder if COVID, because COVID was so stressful, if that's what sparked a lot of these other things. Mm-hmm. Because COVID revealed so much about like our political climate, our economic climate. Like COVID just had a huge impact on people in general that I think is going to take, in many cases, generations to undo. Right? Like, I mean, people lost their businesses, people lost their homes. For a lot of people, like myself, like quarantine was boring, right? That was the bad part about quarantine, was that it was boring and that I was stuck in my house. But there were people who were genuinely concerned about not being able to feed their families. There were people who were losing their business. I mean, there were people that needed, who relied not only on their jobs, but relied on a steady society. And once that was taken away from them, it really pulled the rug out. And so I do wonder if it was COVID that honestly exposed further exposed the things that were happening already inside our like socio political and economic climate. Like definitely, because it definitely added to the stress that everybody was already experiencing. Mm-hmm. Like everybody was already pretty on edge, and then everything that happened in the political space, it just keeps getting worse, right? And I think that's what a lot of people are struggling with COVID in general, because it's hard to be optimistic about something that you feel like just keeps getting worse, right? Because it is that combination of things. It's like when you look at the state of the world right now, you're not thinking about just COVID. You're thinking about the political implications, the economic implications, and everything else that's going on in our culture right now.
Yeah. Is there anything you would like to share about your COVID-19 experience? Like any special things that's happened to you or anything?
Mm. Not particularly. I think when I think about like how it's changed my life the most, I honestly like really I really don't think about school that much. Like, because for the most part, I like the online format. Like for me, I do very well in it. I like it a lot. It's easy for me to schedule out my day. So for me, honestly, the online school doesn't impact me all that much. What's been really hard for me is like feeling so distant from the people in my life, because I genuinely believe that people are meant to be around each other. They're meant to be social. I mean, you see like all those studies about like how many hugs people are supposed to get a day and whatnot. Yeah, but I mean, you feel so much different. You feel so much differently about a space when you get to interact on a personal level with people versus when you don't. And that's that with this whole experience, I mean, with COVID, with the politics, with everything, that's what's been really hard for me, is just feeling so distant.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you for participating. All right.